say will be taken as possibly the correct answer, even though it is theorized.
Alright, well, let's get that.
One does have to behave oneself when one's boss is around.
One's boss's boss. Bloody son of a... Alright. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll cut off that pattern for a while. We'll go to something completely different. Now, you recall Michael, of course. So, okay. Now, being as that's such, do you think that he has a chance of benefiting from the LS device that's going to be arriving? And if so, how to present it so he gets the most benefit from it?
That's a tricky one. A mind that wants to be open but is shut and will not be shut until it is proved with hard and fast facts. Somebody that quests and is prepared to offer anything, but yet will not give anything. That is hard to answer. Yes, he would benefit from it if he would open his mind.
Would it help if Mary Jo learned how to use it first, so that he found then a reason to why he would want to benefit from it?
Possibly. It is necessary to pursue many avenues before coming to the correct one. Don't I sound like a poet?
Yes, you do. Well, I'll try to present it to him in a technical sense if I get that chance. See if he can be more responsive from a technical field of it. Alright, here's one. We'll see if we can back a little bit to where we were before, but hopefully not the same thing. The Palladian connection. Okay. Now, there is a many points of view that the groups that are coming from the Palladians are of a friendly nature. Are they connected with Ashtar Command?
They are connected with Ashtar Command in the way that the Arturians were connected with Ashtar Command. As we are connected with other groups, we work in conjunction. It is a little bit like your group of nations that work together. Sometimes we disagree, sometimes we have different goals. But we are not an organized group, such as your state of nations. We are each independent groups with our own specific goals that we wish to achieve. The fact that we get together and try not to tread on each other's toes and try to second guess each other is a compliment to the evolving species that have joined us and that we have joined. We do have individuals from many different planets and solar systems that work independently between the various groups. It is necessary for them to work independently for the fact of their learning ability. That maybe the Palladians are better suited for one individual as we are better suited for another individual because we have different goals. Although there are goals that overlap, we try to work together, but we do not exchange information unless it is vital to the other groups that are involved, and vice versa.
That's a really good way to do it. Well thought out. Okay, there is such a thing as a laser, but now what would be the theoretical existence of what's called a maser?
A maze, I do not understand the word.
It's something that came up in a book that I'm reading. And I've never heard it before.
Is it a fictional book?
No, it's the same one I was talking to Curie about the power rods from Atlantis and such.
Perhaps it originally had a different name. What does it look like?
It doesn't say. It just says the advent of lasers and nasers in U.S. arsenals.
Maybe it has a name in front of it.
Well, I have to admit that, you know, laser is short for light. So nasal could possibly be matter, or...
It is possible that it is some form of matter weapon.
Or magnetic.
Or particle.
Particle, yeah. That's possible, too. Mm-hmm. Matter would be then particle.
Yes.
Okay. We can work on that later. Alright, now, the questions on adversarial elf beams. Yeah, extra low frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Could it conceivably trigger the San Andreas fault?
It depends on the resonance that is produced.
Okay.
You would have to penetrate deep to the weakest point where the most tension is. You couldn't trigger it in one point with because there would be not enough pressure for it to be used with a minimal amount of energy.
I see. Well, it's said that such a beam was deflected, and the deflection caused it to set off the Mount St. Helens eruption. Now, it's hard for me to picture this, but if it was the right frequency, I suppose there is a theoretical probability of such.
Yes, but it would have to be in an area where there is seismic activity or lack of activity, where there is a build-up in pressure underneath the crust of the planet, and where there is a build-up of magma. You see, all these things would have to be together for the elf waves to have their desired effect.
So theoretically that could happen if all the conditions were right.
Were right.
But the odds of it are low.
Yes.
Okay. That's something to think about. Alright. And could there be an ultra consciousness or guardian working to achieve peace on this earth?
Yes. It is very likely and probably.
Oh, wait, we need to talk about scenario. On a theoretical basis, of course.
No, something else that I have in mind to explain. A group consciousness that has its own free will, that desires peace and harmony. But there is the other side to it.
The opposite and the coin.
Yes.
So the two working would be like night and day.
Mm-hmm. You cannot have one without the other.
Why not? I mean, balance, obviously. But
exactly.
It would seem it's pointless then to even have one if you have to have the other.
Well, the way that it works is that the group conscious desires peace, harmony. And the group conscious also doesn't want harmony. It wants chaos and confusion. The reason being, if you have peace and harmony, where do you go?
Sixth dimension.
No, you go nowhere. You do not land. Everything is given to you. Everything is peaceful and relaxed. There is no drive.
Sounds great.
It is stagnant.
But man always wants to improve himself.
Exactly. That is the other side.
Oh, the drive.
The drive.
And that can't be peaceful and harmonious?
If it's peaceful and harmonious, what is the point of trying to achieve for better?
Oh, I see. Because you've already got it. What's the point of going further?
Correct.
You've reached the nirvana, heaven.
Or that you see those things.
Right. That's deep.
You cannot have one without the other.
That's really deep.
So by having these two forces, call them night and day, right, the struggle between them, the friction that is generated, creates the drive to improve, to stop one, to help the other.
So it's good, actually.
Yes, it is necessary.
That's the way of everything, even up on sixth dimension.
Correct.
And further.
And higher.
Okay, now, before we get to part two, how much time do you have?
How much time do you need?
I'm on to part two, and part two is longer than part one.
How much recording time do you have?
I've got six tapes sitting up there. If I had to go six tapes, I could.
Okay.
Okay.
I do not know if the body could take it.
I don't think so either.
Or our last speaker has the patience.
Is he still there?
Samantha?
Yeah.
No. But we do have a council meeting that I am due to attend in about 25 of your minutes. Okay. Let's say, do you have 15 minutes of tape left?
Easy.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, I have to attend a meeting with other base commanders. We are hosting, you might call it an annual meeting, although it is every 10 years.
Oh, that's kind of nice. All right. Now, first off, in something I was mentioning to Mark the other day, is that if you had an alien race and you wanted to place the perfect operative on a
breed them into the planet.
Breed them into the planet so they would have citizenship and language and all that, and could work whatever you need to do, even unconsciously. What a perfect way to do it. And it's so hard to get out of Ashtar Command.
We have stated that before.
Indeed you have. Okay, I just thought it was funny to come up that way in this book that I was reading. Okay, on to part two. First off, what subatomic particles are cosmic rays composed of?
Energy from other stars, and I believe we discussed this a while back, actually.
But we didn't break it down to particles as far as, we have electrons and things like that, but do we go deeper than that?
It is not worth discussing the lower levels, but it is atoms and particles from many things. Supernovas that have exploded, the energy expelled by them, starships that have blown up, decaying stars that are falling to pieces because the gravitational field is no longer strong enough to hold them together. Many, many things.
Okay, so none of which would really come into being as far as... Actually, they would, but I'll get into it after I take care of building the power rod.
Okay.
I can start looking at it from a more practical point of view, just as far as the results of such a
thing.
Okay. Now, can you confirm whether subatomic particles can move backwards and forwards in time?
They can move forward in time as you move forward in time. No. You see, to travel backwards in time, what would be necessary is to take that, let's say, atom out of circulation, travel it backwards in time, and reinsert it. There's a slight problem here. If you take an atom, let's say, that is floating around, there, and you take it back 1,000 years, and you reinsert it into time, what happens?
You have one more atom than you're supposed to have for that particular time.
Which doesn't count, okay.
Right. Because all matter from that 1,000 years ago is still here in this thousand-year prior later on.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't increase the matter without causing chain reaction.
Correct. So what you'd have to do is take one particle from 1,000 years ago, one atom from 1,000 years ago, move it forward in time to now, take one out and bring it down. You can't do that. You can't do that because the very atoms that make up your traveling device. So instead of having one atom, you have many billions. Can't do it.
So in other words, so this is the second question, which is, it couldn't be two places at the same time.
No. But there is an interesting little catch here. You can travel backwards in time. Yes. To a different dimension. Not dimension, universe. Parallel universe.
Because they wouldn't have the same matter in that one as you would be inserting into it.
Correct.
But that would that only do you any good if you wanted to see another dimension.
Don't forget, some are so similar to yours that there is no difference whatsoever except for maybe slight difference in pigmentation of skin. And that may be so unnoticeable that you wouldn't notice.
So it might be handy so you look at the past, what happened,
mm-hmm.
but it might not be the past.
Correct. It
might be slightly different.
Yes.
Okay.
It might be the fact that General Ulysses S. Grant was not called Ulysses, is it Simpson? Well, let's say he was called Simpson. Ulysses Simpson Grant may have been called Ulysses Simon Grant.
Oh, I see.
Or Simpson spelled differently.
But it still could make a difference. You wouldn't be the true historical facts.
Oh, yes, you would. It would be almost identical apart from maybe slight difference in spellings of places. Gettysburg might be Gettysburg. So trivial.
Interesting.
Or Gettysburg might be 4 inches off from where it, the center of the town is.
Yeah, good point. Okay. Now, can you take... There is such a thing then as mental control of subatomic particles.
No, not really.
So if I have a thought beam, or thought I wish to project through, let's say, this power rod I was discussing with Curie, wouldn't I then be affecting the subatomic particles
within the copper tubing? No, you'd be just borrowing their energy.
Oh. And so what would be powering my thought? Those subatomic particles?
Yes. And you.
And me. Oh, so it'd be my energy and theirs, and it'd be amplified.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in a related question to that, can you speed up or slow down time, the results of it, since time is relative? In other words, can, example, if I wish to, let's say, get a nickel, okay, now, my abilities to do so, would it be sped up if I had better abilities? So I'd get it in 5 minutes, or if my abilities weren't that good, I'd get it in 5 weeks.
Okay. It is easy to speed up and slow down time, or appear to. You can be watching something on your communication and entertainment devices, right? And you do not notice that an hour has elapsed.
Yeah, definitely.
Or you could be watching something and looking at your watch and going, I wish this was over. I wish I could get up out of this theatre and attend to my customers that would be wanting to go into the next performance.
Absolutely. So it's all relative to your perception of time.
Yes.
Time, it doesn't and actually speed up or slow down.
I must give credit where credit's due to Kara.
She knows my mind very well. Okay, so it's perception of time that you speed up or slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Time actually doesn't speed up or slow down.
Time is not a constant. It can be banked, it can be slowed down and sped up, but by artificial means or natural means.
Well, I mean, just because I'm watching this movie and I'm bored and time just keeps going forever,
that is
somebody
your perception.
Else in the theater who's loving the movie,
mm-hmm.
time's flying by for them.
Yes.
But we're all experiencing the same time.
Right. But time is not linear.
No.
There are several ways to speed up time. And that is using gravitational masses.
Oh. So that's beyond our control now.
Yes.
I see. But it's possible in our future. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is, did you and ourselves and everyone that I and you know create most of the known universe?
Sorry, can't go into that.
Okay.
Because two things. It would be my opinion. It would open it to discussion which would be tinted with my emotions or your emotions. It would be subjective from our point of view. It would take up more time than I have.
That's a cute question.
Yes. Save that one for a later time when we can sit there and have a discussion on probabilities and theorize.
Alrighty, I'll be glad to. Okay. Now then, and I'm speaking here from theoretically knowing how the council sometimes works. And being as you're a part of the council, maybe you can answer this, but not. Now, being as the council hates leaving jobs unfinished, or half-finished, I assume that I'm then helping to complete a mission that was begun long ago.
Yes. Time is irrelevant when you have all the time that you need.
Indeed. Again, we are stretching the time, even as you're slowing down.
Yes, traveling forward in time is quite simple.
That's right.
You just travel faster than the speed of light. Mm-hmm. Space warps.
So that really is true. It's not fiction, it's something science fiction.
No. Going back to a incident over a year ago where Kiri took a trip.
Right.
She used the jump between dimensions to gain time.
Really? That goes back, though, to the question of how to not go back in time. Do we have the same problem going forward in time? You're putting a new mass into
You're taking them out
future.
Of circulation. Take them out.
Yeah.
And moving them forward.
Yeah, but
there is a period of time where they do not exist.
So that mass doesn't exist already, even though it's in the future, because it's uncreated.
Correct.
Insert anything you want because that mass is not there yet.
That is why Kiri couldn't go back to the sixth dimension until after she had given birth.
I see, because she's already there.
Correct. But now she can, of course.
That's pretty funny.
This has been about a year since she's been able to travel back and forwards in that dimension.
That's a cute way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, in using clusters of crystals at the compass points, will it enhance the current shield around our house, if it's still there? Or should they be set at the points of the pyramid?
I worry too much about the energy field around your house.
Okay, it doesn't need to be enhanced.
No.
Okay, I won't bother.
you can pass through it, radio waves can pass through it, but if we wanted, nothing could pass through it. And all it would take is a twist of the wrist.
But for other people, would this theoretically working on your crystal shield
mm-hmm.
for somebody's house who doesn't have the benefit of ours?
Yes.
It would help for them.
Mm-hmm. So it's like an extent.
If they had the mind power to help.
Correct. But it would only operate whilst they were in the premises.
Well, that might be enough for them.
Mm-hmm. A feeling of comfort.
Okay.
Why does Kerry need this?
Well, this is just a theoretical for anybody who might come across it. Might be. It's just general knowledge. Okay. Now, carrying the double terminated crystal around, would that enhance my personal shield?
If you believe that it will supply the energy. If you do not believe, then it will not.
Good point, because thoughts
are power. Correct.
Crystal. Okay. Now, would nuclear or particle weapons, if used on Earth, set off a chain reaction between us and other planets in our solar system, and if so, why?
Only if there are hostile forces on those planets.
According to the book, of course, that I read, which apparently if we used nuclear weapons and we blew up our planet, it would cause a chain reaction. Each planet in the solar system would just blow up right down the line.
You blow up your planet, the debris stays in orbit on your planet, in your plane.
We become another base of the asteroid belt.
Yes.
Somebody else farther down the road to figure out why there's a second asteroid belt out there between Mars and Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Mars and Venus.
Mars and Venus, right. Okay. Alright, I'll make this my last question. Thoth can trigger some atomic particles to attract desired items like a magnet. Would this be similar to working with manifestation?
No, not really. What happens with particles as they pass magnet, as they get enslaved? Sometimes it is so minimal that it is only recognizable after they have travelled a million light years. And then it is only like a fraction of the great
black hole or something. Now.
Yes. Gravitational masses do have that effect. Depends on the size of the mass of the gravitational effect.
Oh, I understand. So our basic thoughts are like, can be in that way, but just it depends on how you use them.
Yes.
Okay, great. Enjoy the council meeting.
If you call that sort of thing fun, I will enjoy it.
I would. I'd have a great time. But I've never been to one except for that one.
Live long, prosper, and hopefully I'll be back.
Okay.
Carrot, I hope you not to do that.
Cool. How's the food?
Feels hot.
That could be good.
It could be bad. Never mind.
Maybe it works tomorrow.
Yeah.
What a session.
I had to go and change.
What do you have? How's Mark's energy level?
I should say it's probably down to about 35%.
Two more to go.
Two more to go? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, my dear. Working with animals and insects.
Insects? Oh, okay.
The New Atlantis those who have the energy within themselves to walk among nature, at peace with all around them, animals, insects, like birds mm-hmm. land on their shoulders, and animals come up and get guzzled or something like this. Why do such people in this world?
Mm-hmm.
How do you become such a person?
By generating the right smell. By being so totally unconcerned with animals, it doesn't matter. By being able to communicate the feeling of love for all animals. Well, I don't see any felines around here.
Wait, yeah, there is one.
Which one's that?
Look at Oddball under the chair over there.
Ooh, negative cat, negative cat. I'm gonna pounce on you, pussy cat.
No. In training to do this, you have to have the right mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
And to achieve the right mind frame, to take years of practice, or
yes.
It does take years of practice.
Years.
Years. Best to start with just your regular cats and animals and insects around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of coercion, it's just a matter of energy.
Coercion does help, I suppose. But I didn't know, so I don't have any coercion.
I don't know about that.
It's because I'm strong-willed. And besides, they don't have coercive capabilities, but not worth mentioning anyway. Well, they've got those inherited from Mark. Yeah, we use that as a threat of punishment. Split them up. I hate it. They behave themselves afterwards.
Yeah. That's good. Hey, by the way, any projections have you heard from on the genetic base now that Moreni's been added to our little subgroup?
I haven't been informed yet. Besides, she's too young to have kittens.
Well, so is yours.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not a future possibility.
Ooh, there are many, many probabilities. The future's always in motion.
Hmm. How can I become more sensitive to the energy emanation?
Open your mind. Feel one. Pick one up. Be its buddy.
Grab one here. Have it.
Smile at it. Feel its energy. Feel its light. Feel its being. Feel how it warms your hand. Feel its sides. Get to know it.
How do you get inside of it?
You don't want to because they don't appear. They appear as they want to appear if you're inside them. So I've been told.
Okay, well, that's all I have for questions, so we can talk about general joke.
Okay. All what right. Do you want to talk about?
Let's see now. How much have you been doing lately? Have you?
No, I haven't had time. Don't forget, I had a tribe of kittens and cubs over at my place.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Running amok, breaking one of my vases.
Yeah, well, thank you. How come they caused them to be PKing out of the way?
Because the kittens were outside pulling the wings off a butterfly.
Oh, jeez. Well, I guess.
That was alright. And it just came out and manifested the wings back on.
I like the boxing one instead.
Mm-hmm. he's gonna be a little peacemaker, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she was being very, how would you call it, this. I am. My idea.
Don't girls go through that stage
of a little miss?
Yeah.
What did she say? I'm big girl now. Well, she is the oldest.
Yeah, she's the oldest. She must feel like, you know, she's good for her mom, yes.
Yeah, what's it? She's 2.5 now, I think.
Yeah. Alright, darling, what do you want to talk about then? I'll leave it up to you. Since I keep running the stone walls here.
No, I try hard not to, but you keep picking on things that I can't discuss.
Oh, that's why I'm just going to general stuff.
Okay. What we might have to do for your astral travel time is break it up into sections instead of doing it all in one go for a period of time. So that we get it all nice, prim, proper, step by step.
Well, you know that I'll be using it in conjunction.
With other things, yes.
So I can use it on one side, stop it, and go on to that same side later on and add on to it. So that's
cool. Yeah, but when you're recording it, you'd have to probably record on, record the information I give you, take it out, put it to one side, insert it back in, so that there isn't any gap. What might be useful is background music, too. Something like anime. Something nice and dreamlike and floaty.
I use that great pyramid stuff.
Drifting off into the wide blue yonder. See? I'm a smart kitty. Sorry. Yeah, send me a thing.
Okay.
Hold on, I've got to put it down before she wriggles off, causes trouble, and starts crying. You have that recorded instead of her just track.
This should be fun. What was it? Tape. Yeah.
Okay.
God, was that a ton of tape?
Why?
I don't know. That probably took a long time to do them all.
Well, Kiri's still here. You got any questions for Kiri? He's messing with the kittens. The cubs.
Well, I got 5 minutes of tape left.
Oh, well.
Let's go save it for later or something.
Nah, let's use it all up.
Okay, sounds good.
I think you guys got a little garden area at the back of your place?
Yeah.
But it's open to the public, isn't it?
If the public wants to go back, let's go somewhere.
Yeah, I was about to say you could make a pyramid. Maybe you could fence it. No, that wouldn't be acceptable either, would it?
Oh, you could put a pyramid like the UK?
Yeah.
We could do it. We could put one similar to what we got here, only in a bigger form.
Ours is twice the size of this one.
We could do it twice the size. The trick is, it's going to have to be weatherproof.
No. Ours is that. We've got a thing that pulls up over the top of it.
Now, tell you what, can you relay a question to Kiri for me?
I can do better than that. I can put it back in.
Oh, I can also put it in for a key. Okay.
Yo.
Question just came up that I just got reminded of that I thought I could ask you.
Uh-huh.
Remember the picture I showed you, that energy log, right?
Uh-huh.
What if you were actually to put one on the crown of that pyramid facing up?
It would look ugly. It's a bit like a conducting rod.
Alright. What would be the results of such a leaf? I don't care about looks. Results?
Well, it'd be worth experimenting with.
So instead of capping it, just go ahead and leave it uncapped.
Yeah.
And fasten it to the top so it pointed up, with the crystal pointed up to the top.
Yeah. to make something a little bit like...
Okay, what if you were to point it down instead?
It would be sending the energy down.
Right. So the energy would go up the sides, collect at the point, go in through two...
But it depends what function you want to use it for.
Well, that's the question. What would be the results, theoretically, of such a thing pointed downward?
Not as beneficial as pointing up.
Why?
Because pointing up, you can use it for many things. You can use it as a beacon. You can use it to send energy out. You can use it in the astral form, right? To go up, focus the energy, to fire it off, and then to grab hold of that energy and go...
Because it'd be a constant stir.
Yeah!
Fire up to it like a booster rocket.
Or if you're quick enough, you can actually sit on top of it instead of holding on to it, which means that you wouldn't expel any energy whatsoever.
But the energy's constantly going. All you can do is enter in the stream, right?
Yeah.
And let the stream push you.
But don't forget to put on your leather hat and goggles and your oxygen mask. Sorry, I did not quite understand that.
Get your hand over your face.
Why are you making silly noises?
Okay. So, in a sense, keeping that cap as removable instead of gluing it on might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Just for the purpose of testing stuff out.
Don't you think that was a fun little session?
That was a fun session, especially like part of Sandy.
Yeah, he isn't as loud as Ashtar. He's much more peaceable and quiet.
Well, that's what kind of surprised me.
And not as abrupt.
I was expecting somebody even more like Ashtar. Instead, it sounded more like Opal. I mean, that's what happens, you get to the real higher dimensions.
Yeah. And you just walk nice and casually in. Sat down. And tear almost wet her panties.
That would be funny to watch. Well, I can tell that Sananda is definitely somebody who is always in the moment.
Knows exactly what's going on from second to second to second.
Yeah, his mind is not elsewhere when he's speaking.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose you could be in 3, 4, 5 different places at once.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me if he was.
Okay, well, very impressive.
Very well mannered. I've never met him before until that point.
Right?
Yes,
you did. Oh, I guess you did.
No, it's just...
I was thinking of that one party where you jumped in the pool.
No, he wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
That was a purely serial function, and I wish he hadn't told you.
How do you like my joke, though?
Which joke?